What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we have a caller waiting on the line. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha. Thanks for taking my call, Mike. I just I have to give credit where credit's due. I was listening yesterday to the Sunday broadcast of Alex Jones, and about 50 minutes into his show, first hour, and one of the RBN hosts played this last night on his show too, and he thought it was kind of inexplicable as well. Alex Jones tries to pass off this shooting, this Florida, Broward County, Florida school shooting as a jihadi operation, and the sheriff is a secret jihadi follower of Islam, and he said all this with a straight face, and obviously this is like a bold-faced attempt at deflection away from any involvement of Israel or, you know, anyone out of the Jewish community. I mean, everyone knows, you know, that even knows anything.
That... Frank, pardon me for interrupting here. I don't want to go any further with this until I've seen the video for myself, because we know right now that there is a lot of attempt
to... I understand. I heard it myself.
I want to hear it myself. I want to hear it myself, because obviously right now the corporate media is on the warpath against us, and they're trying to create divisions. And I want to be really careful because once before somebody called into the show and claimed that one of the other hosts had said something nasty, and it turned out it was a complete hoax. So I need to hear that tape before we go any further on this subject. Okay, if you'll email me the URL.
I'm not on the internet, but just let us know. It's about 50 minutes into the first hour. Go to the GCN archives or whatever, people. It's also on YouTube. So.
Okay. Well, thanks an awful lot.
Thank you.
I'll hunt that down. All right. Bye-bye. We have to be very careful. We have to be very, very careful. There's a lot of rumor mongering out there intended to harm the independent media community. And I'm not saying that Alex didn't say it. I just need to hear it for myself before we go any further with that. Now, article coming out of Information Clearinghouse is asking, when will Congress investigate all interference in our elections? By now you've noticed it's strictly a Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it narrative. We know other countries, especially Israel, routinely try and influence our elections. And of course, the other side of it is the United States has tampered with and tinkered with other people's elections going back at least as far as World War II. Now, what's really coming out of the development is that apparently this so-called Internet Research Agency, they're trying to claim it's a Russian government operation, but apparently the organization's employees behave like amateurs. Their English is actually very poor, and it doesn't really look like it's a government-run operation. It looks like somebody threw it together to say, here's the next step to Russian involvement. It could have been completely set up by Hillary and her people. Get some Russian computer people, could put them into an office, call it the Internet Research Agency, and use that to lay that false trail back to Russia. We have another scandal that needs to be brought back into the light here, and that's Uranium One. Now, as you know, there is an informant, an FBI informant, William Campbell, and according to the lawyer, Campbell has told congressional committees that the Russians openly bragged that the Clintons' influence in the Obama administration would ensure Committee of Foreign Investments in the United States approval for the Uranium One deal. And obviously, that was right. That did happen. Now, before CFIUS, on which Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sat, approved the Uranium One deal, nine investors in Uranium One gave the Clinton Foundation a combined total of $145 million. That's very obviously pay for play. Why is that still not being investigated? Now, we may be about to see a changing of the guard in November because out in California, the Democrats are not endorsing Dianne Feinstein for re-election. They had their state convention ended yesterday, and apparently the California State Party is looking at current State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon to take over her seat. And a lot of people are wondering what's going on with Maxine Waters. She was out there railing on Trump and mispronouncing Vladimir Putin's name twice. Apparently there's some billboards going on up just saying she's rotten to the core. So we might see a seismic shift in Congress here. Now, as you know, following the revelations about skullduggery during the 2016 election, a huge group of Bernie Sanders supporters got together and sued the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, alleging fraud in that they were donating to support Bernie Sanders at the same time the DNC was sabotaging him and throwing the money to Hillary Clinton. And yeah, it was fraud. What they were doing was illegal. Now the lawyers for the DNC have issued a petition to the court, and this one takes the cake. The lawyers for the DNC, the lawyers for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, are now arguing that rigging the primary election is protected by the First Amendment. What a load of nonsense that is. The First Amendment exists to protect the truth, not to protect lies and fraud. I remember a few years ago, politicians were saying that it was okay to lie on the campaign trail, and that was protected speech under the First Amendment. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over at CNN, their boss, Jeff Zucker, is calling on regulators to probe Google and Facebook, and saying that the government needs to pay closer attention to the power wielded by Google and Facebook as news providers try and adapt to the changing digital landscape. Now, he's hemming and hawing about it. Fox News called for open censorship of the independent media, and they were a little bit more upfront about it. They say it's all about the revenues. They're losing audience to the independent media, and they want it back. And they think that if they can find a way to shut down the independent media, the audience is going to come back to them. Well, they might, but they're not going to be the same audience they had before. They're going to be skeptical. They're going to be distrusting of what's presented as news and certainly what's presented in those commercials. Now, let's talk about what's going on in the war zones. There's a lot going on out there, and it's not getting reported at all. Story coming out of Global Research up in Canada, and they're saying that top experts on the Middle East are warning that this war in Syria may produce World War III. And they basically go on back to the fact that Qatar wanted to build a gas pipeline to the Mediterranean, and that this somehow became the major cause of the Syrian civil war. Well, we know it wasn't really a civil war. It was an attempt at regime change using these various jihadi groups by the United States. And it's clearly escalating. And we now have warplanes from at least six countries in Syria's airspace, including those of the American and Russian superpowers. Now, five terrorist groups have banded together, at least in terms of command and control, and they've created a joint command center in East Ghouta. This is coming from the Russian Ministry of Defense. And this is despite the UN's adoption of a resolution on a 30-day ceasefire in Syria, which sounds really good until you find out that everybody is hemming and hawing about it. Apparently, Turkey is saying that this UN ceasefire does not constrain their operations against the Kurds, and Putin is already saying that it doesn't constrain attacks on the terrorist groups. So it's going to be kind of hard to say that there is a ceasefire but they are trying to get more humanitarian aid in there. Story coming on out of Sputnik News yet again. Syrian media has caught U.S. helicopters transporting Daesh terrorists to a Syrian training camp, proving that the U.S. is still using these terrorists as proxies here. Another story out of Sputnik News, regime change propaganda on Syria now in overdrive. The U.S. has dropped this pretense we're there to get the terrorists, and they're going on back, oh, we got to get Assad, he's terrible, he's going to use more poison gas on his people. Story out of TASS is saying militants in eastern Ghouta prepare provocation involving chemical weapons. This is coming from top brass, and it may have already happened earlier today. Same thing they tried before. And again, where this story breaks down, what reason does Assad have to use a chemical weapon knowing it is exactly what the United States wants him to do so that they can escalate the war? Now, as you know, the Turkish army attacked a convoy in Afrin. The Kurds are saying that it was full of food and medical materials and medical aid, as well as civilians being evacuated from the areas Turkey is already pushing into. Now, Turkey is insisting that the entire convoy was full of terrorists and so forth and so on. So everybody's pointing fingers. Basically, Turkey has invaded Syria, and they've gained control of a border strip inside Syria's Afrin, and they're sending more special forces to escalate the fighting there. Yeah, those experts are right. This could be the opening salvo of World War III. Now, a little bit of good news. Earlier today, Israel fired 5 missiles at Syria, targeting the Dumar Air Base, northwest of East Ghouta. All 5 of the missiles were shot down by the Syrian Air Force. Not one of them got through. Now, there's another article over here. This came out of UNS.com, basically talking about how reckless it is to escalate the war in Syria. At the same time, very clearly, they're trying to ramp up and justify an attack on North Korea. And they're pointing out, we're running out of materials. In Afghanistan, Trump ordered a doubling of bombing against Taliban forces battling the U.S. occupation. And now the U.S. is actually starting to run low on bombs, guided munitions, and even air-to-air missiles. And apparently they're actually starting to strip some of these supplies from right here in the U.S. Pacific Command and send them to the Mideast. So even worse, the U.S. is running out of Muslim targets to bomb. ISIS has vanished into thin air. And U.S. air attacks in Syria are being minimized for fear of clashing with Russia. And Iran still remains on the U.S. we got to make wars on this guy list. They still want to get into Iran. If Damascus falls to the U.S., Iran will be next. So getting on over to Korea, article out of shtfplan.com, sanctions, rhetoric, and possible boarding of vessels versus North Korea. And basically it's saying that back on the 23rd, the Trump administration announced the implementation of even stronger sanctions against North Korea to force it into compliance regarding its nuclear weapons. And basically the measures target 27 shipping companies, 28 individual vessels registered in North Korea, and 6 other countries, including China. Now, the U.S. government is claiming that these shipping firms are part of a sophisticated campaign to help North Korea evade U.N. sanctions, restricting imports of refined fuel and exports of coal. They're trying to strangle the country is what they're trying to do. And then Trump came out with this very scary statement. If the sanctions don't work, we will have to go to phase 2. And phase 2 may be a very rough thing, may be very, very unfortunate for the world. So it sounds like he's actually threatening the whole world. If North Korea does not disarm, we're just going to make war on everybody. And I would like to remind the U.S. government that boarding another nation's ships in international waters without their permission constitutes piracy under maritime law. Now, Trump is out there saying that China is helping the U.S. deal with North Korea. Russia is behaving badly. Well, that may be over. China has slammed these new unilateral U.S. sanctions on North Korea. These haven't been approved by the United Nations. This is just the U.S. effectively declaring what amounts to a naval blockade. And it looks like China is probably going to go ahead and keep supporting North Korea all they can. North Korea is warning that Washington is running amok and says, yes, they're concerned about the dark cloud of war, as we all should be. This isn't a fairy tale. This isn't a movie. It isn't a TV show. This is real. We are really going into a world war and all that that entails. Now, over in Lebanon, U.S. Envoy David Satterfield has left Beirut for Geneva, did not make any breakthroughs trying to resolve the border dispute between Lebanon and Israel. And basically, President Michel Aoun warned the Jewish state of tragic consequences if it encroached on Lebanese land and sea boundaries, which Israel's already kind of done. It's another potential flashpoint for major war. Now, the good news out of Israel is Netanyahu may be in deeper legal peril. More Israeli officials are arrested on corruption charges. Apparently, seven Israelis were arrested on Sunday in what the police call Case 4000. This is a new investigation in which members of Netanyahu's innermost circle are suspected of intervening with regulators to help the Bezeq Group, an Israeli communications giant, in exchange for favorable coverage of Netanyahu and his wife. And Netanyahu has not been named as an official suspect in the case. But apparently, numerous news outlets reported yesterday he's expected to be questioned under caution, a term used for suspects in criminal cases. Now, Israel has just authorized the construction of 350 more illegal settler units in the occupied West Bank. And apparently the Church of the Nativity is now closed in protest over some bureaucratic tiff with the local Israeli government here. Let's see. Getting on back to Korea, this one was out of order. North Korea is being depicted by the Western media as a dangerous rogue state plotting the nuclear holocaust of America, blah, 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 blah. We heard exactly the same thing about Iraq. We've been hearing the same thing about Iran. We've been hearing it about Syria, about any country the U.S. wants to invade. It's the same pattern over and over. The corporate media's job is to get you to hate the designated enemy enough to be willing to fling your babies onto their bayonets. That's what their job is. Ron Paul, who's the voice of reason, is out there saying, we can't continue to run the world. And he's absolutely right. This government can't even run this country and make it work. All right, let's talk about some of the economic news now. Article out of the Burning Platform. It's titled Goldilocks is Dead, which is a whimsical reference to a childhood fairy tale. But it's basically saying that every president seems to fall into the same pattern of false economic narratives once they take office. And yes, we're seeing it again. We're seeing Trump is just going along with rigging the stock market and using it as a political banner and fibbing the jobs numbers, fibbing the rates of inflation. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Dan in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I just happened to be on Twitter the other night. And this whole lockout thing that you were talking about. And I think some people were trying to say it had to do with Russian bots, whatever Twitter's excuse was. But I happened to be on Twitter at the time, and I've been on it for quite a number of years, and I've never seen anything like it. The every second or third tweet and retweet and another tweet on top of that was about this David Hogg guy being an actor and this Alexa Mednick student saying that she saw the shooter and heard shots coming from another part of the building. These kind of tweets were going around. And then all of a sudden, Mark Rubio tweeted that he said something about it being, you know, disgusting, people spreading false rumors about second shooters and David Hogg being an actor. And all of a sudden, all these tweets were unavailable. And, you know, that cartoonist Ben Garrison?
Yes.
He tweeted out that he lost more than 2,000 subs just like that. And I lost about a third. Only had about 500 people following because my original page got deleted, just like my YouTube accounts all the time. But I just wanted to weigh in that it had nothing to do with Russian bots or anything. They were just really afraid of this narrative getting out. And Alex Jones has talked about it. They're trying to get rid of him. And if they do, you know, people are just going to be more interested. So they can't get rid of Alex Jones, even though, yeah, sometimes I don't know who he's working for. But I just wanted to weigh in on that.
Well, you raise a very good point. I mean, we're all seeing the government and the corporate media do this. And over at our online store, we actually sell a coffee mug that says the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Everything that they do to control the story from now on is only going to make matters worse. You heard that other caller. YouTube has shot itself in the foot. The more they ban, the more they block, the more people are going to say, I'm out of here, because America is now awake. And we understand what's been going on and how badly we've been lied to. By the way, I've heard a rumor that they're planning on renaming the AR-15 to the Rubio because they're both so easy to buy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, okay, this David Hogg character, this guy, I think they sort of prepped him and primed him. I know his mother is working for CNN and his father is the ex-FBI, supposed to be like Air Force Intelligence ex-guy. Or so. I don't know anything more than that. But this kid is like, I don't know where he thinks he lives, but he's trying to, you know, take away your rights, your Second Amendment rights, which I think protect the First Amendment rights. I mean, we don't have free speech here in Canada. We don't have the ability to defend our family. If someone breaks in and wants to, you know, kill me and my wife and my baby, then they're going to go ahead and do it, and the cops will show up and put some yellow tape up. That's all I get.
Yes, you're absolutely right here. That Second Amendment is what gives the other nine amendments in the Bill of Rights their teeth.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I know these false flag shootings and mass shootings are starting to get, you know, boring. Like, they're getting so many of them that we just, you know, a week later, everyone forgets about this one. This one, I think, is definitely special. People need to stick with this one. Don't drop. Keep spreading all the second shooters and what the guy was wearing and the fact that he showed up at McDonald's and he was arrested. He wasn't dripping in sweat when he was arrested, which is interesting. You'd think if you're wearing full body armor and you're running around trying to escape,
yeah,
that you'd just be
he should have been drenched in sweat.
Yeah, so all these questions. Anyways, I'll let you go. Keep up the
all
good
right,
work.
Thank you very much for the phone call.
Yes.
And we're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the economic news, apparently over at Goldman, they're concerned that if the yield on the 10-year bonds hits 4.5%, that could trigger a 25% market crash. And apparently there's like a cottage industry of people out there predicting when the 10-year yield will cause a market crash. Apparently last Friday, both Tom Lee and Jeff Gundlach chimed in with their latest forecasts. So everybody is now out there saying, yes, there's something major getting ready to happen, and it's going to be bad. Now, over in Latvia, there's been a major bank run at ABLV. That's Latvia's third largest bank, and they got an emergency central bank loan, and they've suspended withdrawals. And now people are concerned because apparently there are a large number of banks worldwide that are on the edge of insolvency. And they could all collapse together. It means we get to start a new economy based on value and not debt. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And if you really want to be a pirate, join the U.S. Navy and start boarding those North Korean ships, because that is considered piracy under maritime law. We're talking about the economy, and we have talked many times about how the true scale of joblessness in this country is being hidden. That they come up with that number, that's the number of people who've lost their jobs in the last week or so. And behind them are some 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work, and they can't find jobs. And so there is this article that came out of Zero Hedge that says millions of working age men will never return to the labor market, according to the Federal Reserve. And what they're talking about is a phenomenon called job polarization. And what that means is, because technology and science is advancing so fast, once somebody is out of the job market for a certain period of time, they no longer have the skills needed to find a new job. Well, that also applies to those millions and millions of illegal immigrants and refugees who are coming into this highly technological society. They don't have the job skills. They're just loading on to the social safety net and being encouraged to vote Democratic, of course. But it is a major problem. Now, David Morgan is out there saying that maybe the time has come for silver to return to the monetary system. I couldn't agree more. You will never get it past the current Federal Reserve, but it's something that we need to consider after this government is through thrashing around in its death throes and possibly risking the rest of the world in the process. But yeah, go back to a unit of currency that is based on commodity. Something that exists in ample enough supply where it can't be monopolized and manipulated. And there was back in, I think it was the 80s, a big scandal about these two brothers that tried to basically monopolize the silver market. It was a big stink about that. But yeah, this system based on debt is not sustainable. It never really was. The people who set up the Federal Reserve knew that somewhere down the road it would all fall apart, but they didn't care because they'd be long dead by then after their lives of wealth and comfort and privilege. By the way, there's been a massive surge in the delinquency rate on credit card loans. There's a lot of delinquency out there, missed payments. Everybody's running out of money. Now, as you know, Venezuela has just launched the petro. This is a currency based on Venezuela's oil revenue. That's what it's backing it up. The petro represents so much of crude oil. And apparently, in just 2 days, Venezuela sold $1 billion worth, more than $1 billion worth. Almost 1 million people have visited the petro website since the currency's launch just 2 days ago. So they're going like gangbusters. And possibly as a result of that, Democratic Senator Robert Menendez is out there saying that we've got to crush the petro cryptocurrency and use sanctions. How dare they use a currency other than the U.S. dollar? That's simply not done, according to the rules we just made up. We've talked before about Wells Fargo, and they have not exactly had the best of names. Actually, none of these banks' reputations are doing very well these days. But apparently, if you remember, second half of last year, there was this situation where auto loan customers were sold insurance policies they didn't need. And that was a requirement. For the auto loan, you will buy auto insurance from us, even if they already had adequate auto insurance. That's what was done. And some of these people, because of the added cost of a second car insurance policy they didn't really need, they got short and their cars got repossessed. Well, apparently, Wells Fargo has goofed again. They sent out letters about the auto insurance scam containing erroneous information. And it's just a huge amount of egg on their face. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo has launched a new commercial TV campaign claiming they're looking out for their customers. No, they aren't. They're looking out for themselves. That's what bankers always do. Now, as you know, Europe is dealing with its refugee crisis and the growing awareness that a lot of these military age men who are coming across the borders are jihadis. Or they fought with the jihadis and they've come back with a really bad attitude. But a report from Frontex, which is the European Border and Coast Guard Agency, is now finding that women and children returning from the war zones are an increasingly difficult threat to assess for security services across the continent. They've got female jihadis to worry about now. So thank you, George Soros, for that. Now, speaking of borders, because of the conditions in Venezuela, a lot of Venezuelans are trying to leave the country. And so Colombia and Brazil have announced strict border controls. They used to have a very loosey-goosey, relaxed, you can go around with these migration cards. And they're going to stop issuing those. And only those with valid passports or existing migratory cards will be allowed to pass the borders. They're concerned about a flood of refugees. and they have every right to be. Now, over in Oakland, the mayor basically tipped off all the illegal immigrants that there was going to be ICE raids within the next 24 hours. And, of course, the mayor is out there saying that he was ethically bound to do this. Actually, no. You're ethically bound to follow the law. And tipping off these illegal immigrants, that could be construed as obstruction of justice. It's certainly a Title VIII violation for assisting the illegal immigrants to evade the Immigration Customs Enforcement officers. But they're loading up all these states with all these illegal immigrants, and then they're getting them to vote Democratic. Last week we had that story about how one of these mayors is issuing a city ID, which will be declared as valid for registering to vote and to vote with, forgetting, of course, that undocumented workers are not allowed to vote. Only legal American citizens are allowed to vote. This thing is wide open. The Democrats are going to steal Congress this November unless Donald Trump starts clamping down on some of this stuff. That means the second 2 years of his one and only campaign, he'll be completely hamstrung. The Democrats won't let him accomplish anything as part of the campaign for 2020, where they'll say, look, he didn't do anything. Trump was just a big old goof. He didn't do anything. All right, let's take a phone call from Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, he did one thing. He did ban bump stocks, Mike. No. Hey. These shootings, like this last one here, this is a big push to elect women into the Congress. And once they get enough women in there, they will vote to ban more than just the AR-15 and the AK. Women will go that route. Now, whether we're going to obey the law or not, but this is preparing the voters for November. And so this is why this big propaganda campaigns coming out of the media on this thing. And if this thing's fake, and if any of these things are going to come unwound, it's going to happen in Broward County, because half that county is full of people from New York that are the grandchildren from organized crime. And we know about organized crime. It's greedy and it's very jealous. And so if something's going to blow up here, I think it'll blow up in this Broward County thing. So that's, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I mean, at some point, the government is clearly making mistakes. They're not planning these things out. They've lost control of the narrative. The American people don't trust them any longer. They're very skeptical, and that's a very good and healthy thing. And, yeah, at some point, something's going to come on out where the government will collapse, and it could very well be the details of the Uranium One deal. It could be the details of the Clinton Foundation. It could be the fact that Hillary Clinton, while she was Secretary of State, was running an espionage operation, selling U.S. secrets to interested foreigners using her email server to deliver, and the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money. But something's going to come on out where the American people are just going to have that palm-to-forehead moment and say, this has got to stop. This is it. We can't live like this anymore. And again, I am not encouraging violence of any kind, but I am encouraging awareness and education, and that it's okay to be very angry about what's being done to us all by these money junkies and war hawks. Anyway, now then, there's an organization out there, and they're called Veterans for Child Rescue. And apparently they and their covert Viper Team 12 conducted a coordinated operation up in Utah called Operation Blue M&M, and basically arrested seven people for pedophilia. And I think this is a great thing here. Now, among the pedophiles arrested were Jason Livermore, a married U.S. Army recruiter with two children, Carlos Venezuela Nunes, an undocumented alien, and Floyd Jennings, a school bus driver and grandfather. Felony charges ranged from conspiracy to commit child rape, rape of a child, aggravated kidnapping, to dealing harmful materials to minors. Well, good. There's a little bit of good news coming on out here. And again, there may be a link between this apparent surge in this aberrant behavior and prescription antidepressants. Because one of the things the SSRIs do, they wreck your impulse control. So you're walking along, you're seeing a little tiny kid, and for whatever reason, the wiring of your brain says, that's interesting, and you're just going to go for it. Now, here's an example of how political correctness has really run out of control. Because there was this transgender boy who claims he's a girl, and he was allowed to compete in the girls' wrestling team. And it's Mac Beggs, and he won the state title. This is down in Texas. He won the state title. Well, of course, it doesn't matter what he thinks he is in his head. He's got the body of a male, got the greater muscle mass, the testosterone. He's not really a girl. And by saying that just because he imagines he's a girl or something in between, that he can compete with the girls, that's not fair to the girls. There's a reason that there are men's and women's division in athletics, because it is a fact of life that men, on average, are larger and stronger than women. And allowing this transgender wrestler to compete in the girls, of course he won the state wrestling title. He's got the muscles to do it. And I can imagine those girls must be very upset and angry and frustrated, along with their parents. I would not be surprised if a lot of them dropped out of the sport completely, because they know they're never going to be able to compete against this guy, and that's what he is. You know, forget about all the hormone treatments and the surgery and all the rest of it. You test his DNA, yep, that's a guy. Same thing with Caitlyn Jenner. Doesn't matter what he looks like, genetically he is male. And as we reported last week, a lot of this transgender nonsense is being encouraged and sponsored by the medical industrial complex, which wants to sell hormone treatments and sex reassignment surgery and all this other nonsense. Late breaking news from Florida. Apparently, the Broward Sheriff, Scott Israel, is refusing to resign. The good news is the Florida Attorney General is saying that he is now under investigation for what the heck went wrong down there. More political correct nonsense here. And we did mention this briefly last week, but I want to go into it in a little more detail. Over at Yale University, which used to be one of America's most prestigious Ivy League institutions, they're now offering a course this semester to guide students through examination of the construction and counter-narratives around whiteness. And this was reported by thecollegefix.com. The goal of the new course is to help students understand and counteract whiteness, exploring such topics as white imagination, white property, and white speech. Now, can you imagine the outcry if somebody said, we're offering a college course on how to counteract blackness in society, or brownness, or Jewishness? There would be a huge uproar. But all of a sudden, it's politically correct to discriminate against white people. Now, racism is wrong. Regardless of which direction it's going, racism is wrong. And that's what Yale University is preaching. It's okay to be racist against white people. They deserve it. They're evil people. If this gets out of control, we're going to wind up like places in South Africa and Zimbabwe, where they just grab all the property of the white people, give it to black people or whoever, and watch the entire country implode. That's what happened in Zimbabwe. They took these farms away from families who'd been owning those farms for generations, and they handed them out to black people who didn't actually know how to operate a farm. And so the harvest collapse, and that's how Zimbabwe wound up with currency that was worthless. They were walking around with bills, $100 billion. So, or was it a trillion? I think it was a trillion. Still have some of those things here. Yeah. No, this is $10 billion. So anyway, so South Africa's gone the same direction, and I predict the same outcome there as well. Now, when we come on back here, there's a story, actually two, that actually link back to that movie, Atomic Homefront. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And at the top of the program, I did a shout out about this HBO documentary, Atomic Homefront. And just to recap on that a bit, It's telling the story of these suburban communities just to the northwest of St. Louis, Missouri. And apparently there was a company in St. Louis was involved in the purification of the uranium for the atomic bomb during World War II, and they generated tons and tons and tons of highly radioactive waste that were simply dumped on an empty lot and allowed to basically wash into this stream, Coldwater Creek, I think it's called. And unfortunately, those homes around that creek, that is a natural floodplain. And so over the years, there have been many cases where the creek will overflow its boundaries, and this water and the sludge literally wound up inside the homes and on the lawns of all this property. And nobody knew it was there. There was no requirement for real estate agents to even mention that these homes that these people were buying were just down the road from a Superfund radioactive site. But it appears that this is not an isolated occurrence. We certainly know that Hanford is a mess, and they're not dealing with that. There was the big Love Canal scandal that did result in the Superfund law being passed, and it's referred to briefly in Atomic Homefront. But apparently, out here in California, their attorney general has charged five former and current employees of the Panoche Water District in Central California with felonies, including using public funds for personal items and illegally burying barrels of hazardous waste. And apparently, California's version of the EPA found 86 drums, each holding between 35 and 55 gallons of chlorine, caustic soda, iron chloride, and a mixture of used antifreeze, used solvents, and used oil. All of that stuff is very toxic. So it's an issue. It's definitely an issue. They're still dumping radioactive water from Fukushima into the ocean. Remember that we had this engineer who worked on the fracking wells called into the show when fracking first became controversial and said that the fracking drilling companies were making deals with various corporations to basically pump their toxic waste down into the ground. And they were saying, great solution. It'll stay there. It'll never come up. And, of course, it has. Apparently, there is a Norwegian mining site in the Amazon in Brazil. And following some very heavy rains, dumped toxic waste into waterways and soil around the metropolitan area of Paris capital, Belém. Then there was the Aaron Brockovich story. And like I said, you got to see that Atomic Homefront. You will be disturbed by it, at how these families who are dealing with cancer, how they're just universally treated with disdain and contempt at all levels of government. We'll be right back for hour number three.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.